chapter 26. The book of Job chapter 26. You find that place, let's stand. I'll tell you, I really appreciated that good singing. Thank God for it. Thank God for that song. I'm glad that that's really in our heart. Job chapter number 26, you find that place. Stand with us if you will. And I'm going to start reading in verse number 1. I'm going to read the whole chapter. Normally I don't. I try just to read a verse or two, but it's imperative for the message that I read the whole thing. You just stay with us. Job chapter 26, verse number 1. He said, "But Job answered and said, How hast thou helped him that is without power? How savest thou the arm that hath no strength? How hast thou counseled him that hath no wisdom? How hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is? To whom hast thou uttered words whose spirit came from thee? Dead things are formed from under the waters and the inhabitants thereof. Hell is naked before him, and destruction hath no covering. He stretcheth out the north over an empty place, and he hangeth the earth upon nothing. He bindeth up waters in thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. He holdeth back the face of the throne, and he spreadeth his cloud upon it. He hath compassed the waters with bounds unto the day, and the night come to an end. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. He divideth the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smiteth the proud. By his serpent by his spirit he hath garnished the heavens, and his hand hath formed the crooked serpent." Verse 14 says, "Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand?" Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you one more time. And oh God, I thank you this morning, Father, for everything that you've done for us. God, I'm glad that God, that it's real in our soul. I thank you, Father God, that when they sing that song, do you know how it feels? I'm glad, thank God, I don't have to go based on what somebody else has told me felt like. I don't have to compare with what somebody else says that it is. God, I'm glad that I know. I pray for a few moments of time, oh God, that you'd hide us behind the cross of Calvary. Help, Lord, nothing to be seen but to be you. I pray, may your voice be the voice that's heard. And God, may you get right down, Lord, where folks are at, right down in their soul. And God, right down in their heart. And I pray that you'd speak to them by the Spirit of God. Help us, Lord, not to say nothing dumb nor foolish, nor out of the way, but only those things that would please you. Lord, we'll do the best we can to try to bring you honor today. Father, we love you and we thank you. In Christ's name, amen and amen. You can be seated. We find in this passage of Scripture, about everybody in here knows, whether you're saved, lost, or indifferent. And my friend, everybody knows the story of Job to a certain extent. We all understand that, my friend, he's right in the middle of suffering, and his friends, they've been, according to the Scripture, physicians of no value. And the Bible says they was miserable comforters. In other words, thank God, they wasn't helping him very much where he was at. And right in the middle of this thing, I like how my Bible has it titled. I don't know if yours does. That's a man-made thing, but my Bible has Job 26 titled, "As God is Great." I thought, thank God, thank God. He goes before a few things here. Let me just point out a few things about it that makes God so great. I want you to notice in verse number 7, it's one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. He said, "He stretcheth out his hands." He stretcheth out the north over the empty place. And then notice it said, "And he hangeth the earth upon nothing." And my friend, I want to thank God first of all, and that God can put something where there's nothing. Amen. And there ought to be a few of us in here today that can just rear back and thank God for a minute that God can put something where there's nothing. Amen. I want you to notice he didn't step out there and hang the earth on a few things. And my friend, there was nothing there for him to hang it on. But God, in all of his power, he set the earth right where he set it and said, "Stay right there." And guess what? Bless God, it's still there just where he put it. Amen. And so I thank God, first of all, he can make something out of nothing. And then I want you to notice in the next verse, verse. He said he bindeth up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. In other words, I got to looking this up, and this is just the sort of thing that I guess makes me tick, so to speak. I thought he starts talking about how much them water clouds must weigh. And I got to thinking, I wonder how much a cloud does weigh. In my mind, they don't weigh too much. And just fluffy stuff that you drive through or fly through rather. But I got to looking this up, and you can find this on weather.gov. It said that the average cumulus cloud, it is the equivalent of 1.1 billion of 500 million pounds. And now let that sink in your soul. At 1.1 go Google that thing. Amen. At 1.1 billion of 500 million pounds. And it stays right there, Lisa. And bless God, I got to study it on that. And I got to thinking about this, Jesse. I thought, not only does God in heaven make something where there's nothing, but God in heaven holds up what ought to fall down. Amen. I say, thank God. I don't know what it is, friend, to have 1.1 billion pounds and to be staying right there. But I'm telling you, thank God, there's been a many a time when the weight that was on my shoulder and the burden that was on my soul was heavy. But thank God in heaven, he's a God, friend, that's able to hold you up under the weight that's pushing you down. I say, praise God, praise God. I'm glad God don't need nobody's help. He don't need anybody's assistance. And when there's something coming my way, I'm glad there's a God who's all sufficient in and of himself to hold the weight that's on my shoulder. Amen. I say, thank God. And we find he's a God, and my friend, that makes something out of nothing and holds up what ought to fall down. I want you to notice in verse 10, the Bible says it like this. He said he hath compassed the waters. He said with bound until the day and night come to an end. I'd say this to you, friend. I'm glad he's able to hold back what might ought to consume us. Amen. And the Bible says it like this. I'm talking about those waters. He said, thank God he's the one who said you can't come no farther and just what you are. And now listen, it's easy for me to thank God about when God's helped me where I'm at, Brother Bill. But I'm telling you, one of these days, friend, and Nate, what's going to be good about when we get to heaven? And what's going to be good about when we get in the presence of a thrice holy God? It's not just how he's helped us through things, but how, thank God, and God withheld things we didn't know nothing about. And my friend, at many a time, hey, things going to overwhelm you and things going to overtake you. But aren't you glad for the grace of God that said you can't come no further than just right here? I'm telling you, friend, thank God, thank God. Hey, if the devil had his way this morning, there's not one of you that'd be here. If the devil had his way, you'd have been dead before you saved. If the devil had his way, he'd have every marriage in the building, have every child hooked on drugs. But thank God, there's a God in heaven, my friend, that has not allowed what the devil wants to overflow and to overtake us. Amen. Aren't you glad? I may not never get to the message, but I'm having a pretty good time right where I'm at. I mean, listen, friend. And not only we find that, but I want you to watch what the Bible says here. Excuse me, the next verse, and verse number 12. He says, he divideth the sea with his power and by his understanding, and he smiteth through the proud. In other words, this is what he's talking about. And thank God he's talking about them proud waves. I'd say this to you. I'm glad God's able to calm down what troubles our spirit. I'm glad there's a God in heaven. Now listen, these times I get troubled, and my friend, you might come over where I'm at and try to give me a word of encouragement. And Brother Matt, sometimes it helps, and sometimes it don't. Amen. That's just the truth of the matter, friend. And sometimes it's a word fitly spoken, and sometimes it's not. But there ain't never been a time that my friend, and my heart's been troubled, and my mind's been all messed up and disturbed, and that sweet Holy Ghost of God comes by, and my friend, with just one word, he can just cease and calm and the whole thing. I say, praise God, and praise God. Here's the message I want you to notice. Jesus, after he's talked about all these good things, in verse 14, he said, lo, these are but part of his ways. He said, but how little a portion is heard of him. And listen, he gets down there. He said, I can tell you till I'm blue in the face. I can talk about creation. I can talk about all that he's done. He said, but listen, how little a part is actually heard of him. How little a portion is actually told of him. And the brother Nathaniel, I got to think about that. I thought I'd like to have a double portion. Amen. And if the Lord helped me this morning, that's what I'm going to preach on. I'd like to have a double portion of him. I mean, just a double portion of him. How you can have everything else. I'd just like to have more God. Amen. I'll give you a few things this morning. How little a portion is heard. I thought, first of all, how little a portion is heard about his manners. Amen. I know we can talk about folks. These folks here now say something like this. They'll say, well, that Donnie Williams, he's a pretty good feller. That Donnie Neal, he's a pretty good feller. And we'll just talk about him like that. Hey, but my friend, they ain't never been like God. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he's on that ship, he said, behold, how those men looked at him. And they said, behold, what manner of man is this? And even the winds and the seas obey his voice. Hey, ain't never been nobody like him. I thought about Philip whenever them soldiers went to arrest him. And they came back, AJ, and they said, how come you didn't bring him back? He said, never a man has spake like that man. I mean, thank God, thank God. He's a mighty good God, amen. I thought about, listen, if I was going to describe him to you, I might have to start with his goodness and say, thank God he's been a good God. Amen. Praise God. I thought about in Acts 10:38, and the Bible says, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God, filled with the Spirit and with power, went about doing good. Amen. I thank God. Hey, ain't nobody else went about. I know you might do something good every now and again, but you ain't good. Amen. And the Bible says, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good. And but thank God there's one, and he does good, and he is good. Amen. I don't know, but I can't listen. I can't answer for your life. I can't answer for where you're at. But all I can do is for me. I can lift up my hand and say, thank God. He's been mighty good in my life, in good times and in bad. As a matter of fact, he's been better in bad times than in good times. Amen. It's them times over there whenever I found out how sweet it is. And just to lean back on his shoulder. Hey, thank God to know he's a God in heaven and keeps every promise that he's ever made. Praise God. I'm telling you, listen, it feels pretty good up here to me. Amen. I mean, I'm talking about the goodness of God. But then I thought about the gentleness. Aren't you glad? Thank God. And he's awful gentle with you. Amen. And now, Kevin, I'm not gentle. And my wife, my boys, and my wife would tell you, I'm not gentle about nothing. And some of these preachers would tell you, I'm not gentle even when I talk to them. It's not in me to be gentle. It's in me to be straight to the point. And let's get to the point and deal with what it is. That's the way I am. But boy, that's not the way the Lord dealt with me. That's not the way the Lord deals with you either. Amen. I mean, the Bible says it like this. One of those sweet passages. He said, a bruised reed would he not break, and a smoking flax would he not quit until judgment come in victory. That means it like this. And my friend, he handles us so tenderly. I mean, these times, had that folks coming in the house of God. I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost really trying to help me right here. These times, folks come in the house of God, and they come in, and they're holding on by just a thread. And if it was up to the pastor, or maybe up to one of us, and Brother Wayne and I, Pock, we'd come down. And boy, we'd just ruin that thing. And we would break what's already broken. We'd put out whatever was left smoking. But I'm glad there's a God in heaven. And that friend comes right to where you're at. Hey, listen, that bruised reed, he won't break. I thank God he's so tender. I thank God he's a gentle friend. And when it comes to dealing with sinners, he's never, never injured one sinner. Amen. Amen. Thank God he's never injured a saint.
We come in the house of God. I'm talking about his manner. Here's sometimes I think they know this is what they need. And sometimes that's not what they need. And more than one time I've been wrong in my life. Amen. And one of those times that's wrong. I think so many times about this. And I've shared this before. But one time, boy, I jumped all over Davis. I thought that he had his eyes closed and he was trying to sleep when he ought to be doing business. And whenever I jumped all over him, I said, son, you better open your eyes and act like somebody. And next thing I knew, I seen a little tear just fell up in his eye. And Brother Tony, and when that tear got up in his eye, and the Holy Ghost said, you're in trouble. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost smote my heart right then. I said, son, what's going on? He said, Dad, I wasn't sleeping. I was praying. Hey, I'll tell you what happened. That Holy Ghost came my way. And he said, you just interrupted. That's something big time, son. And I said, I got to go away. I went and shut the door in my closet and got on my face and repented before God. And then I came and repented to my son. I said, I'm sorry. I don't know what you need. But there's a God in heaven and the sweet Holy Ghost. And then right where you're at this morning, he knows what you need. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. I'm telling you, his goodness and his graciousness. I thought about, aren't you glad for his holiness? You can't talk about it. Boy, that's a small portion. We don't hear much about that today. That same Lord that went about healing everybody, he's the same one, Brother Bobby Coger, that went in the temple that day and he turned over the tables. Amen. He's the same one that said, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Hey, listen, he said, you made it a den of thieves. And let's not get to the point. Hey, let's don't get hurt at me, all right? But we're living in this age. And y'all know I'm a grace man. I believe in the grace of God. But the grace of God does not do away with the holy standard that was written for you and I. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. And God's not changed his mind on that. He's still all about his holiness. He's still about those things. And then I thought about, thank God, aren't you glad for his friendliness? And now listen, hey, some folks more friendly than everybody else. Amen. Hey, some folks, that's just not in them. And they're introverted. They're not going to go out of their way. And that's not because they don't like people. And maybe it is, I don't know. But listen, I'm going to say this to you. And the vast majority of folks, that's just how they're made up. But there's some folks that are friends. Hey, some people, thank God, that are friendlier than other folks are. But I'm going to tell you this. Ain't nobody a better friend than the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what they wrote about him. It's one of my favorite passages, truly. And they was trying to talk down to him. Him Pharisees and Brother Doug. They looked over and they said, behold, they said, a man, a gluttonous, a wine bibber. He said, he's a friend of publicans and sinners. And they was talking down about him. But I thought, thank God, thank God. I'm glad this morning that he is a friend of sinners. Amen. I'm glad, thank God. I tell these boys when we go door knocking, we go in sometimes and they're throwing back tall boys and they're blown out of their mind. And some of them got needle marks heading up their arms. And I'm going to tell you, every time I walk in one of them places, I'm reminded, if it were not for the grace of God, and that would be me right there. And we did not come to clean up the outside. And we came to tell them there's hope. Hey, listen, for who? Whosoever will, amen. Thank God. I'm glad that he's a friend. I'll tell you one of his great characteristics. I'm glad he's faithful, amen. Hebrews 10:23, Brother Miller read it this morning. He said, let us hold fast our profession of faith. For he is faithful, that promise. And the reason I like that is when you turn your Bible sideways, that's one of them emojis that's a winking face. Amen. And it makes me happy every time I get to it. He gets over there and he said, let us hold fast our profession. And he said, for he is faithful. And the Holy Ghost saw fit for him to just give you a wink right there. Let you know, thank God, he's got this thing. I bless the Lamb of God. And he's faithful. He's faithful to save whosoever will. I thank God for that. It's a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. And Christ Jesus came into the world and to save sinners. Amen. He said, of whom? I'm chief. That good? I don't know how little a portion's heard about his manners. And I thought about this. How little, Chase, a portion is heard about his miracles. I mean, in our day, listen, are we seeing less miracles or more? Are miracles done away with? I mean, you get in the average church and everybody acts like God can't do nothing anymore. We're like, well, yeah, we believe in heal. But I'll tell you what you ought to do. You ought to do this, 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 and this. We'll say, yeah, I believe God can take care of me. But, and then we'll start doing all these other things. Oh, but how little a portion's heard about. Listen, I'm going to help you right here. This makes me happy. I can't hardly, if I could, you all pray that the Lord help me read this, all right? Here's what I wrote down. This is just what I wanted to figure out, how many miracles that the Bible records of him. There's no doubt several that I probably have missed. And they several miracles within other miracles, you understand? Hey, some miracles, and the truth of the matter is we ain't got no idea. Brother Sam, how many things he's done. And, but I'm going to tell you what, this is the best I can count. And the best I can count, there's 37 big miracles. 37 times in your King James Bible. I'm talking about that sometimes it's the same story in different gospels. But 37 times that God does something real big. And man, that's all right. That's pretty good. 37. But now listen, for 3.5 years worth of ministry, and the best I can tell about that, I mean 42 months. That means he did less than one miracle a month. And we act like that's all he did the whole time he's here. And it is to a certain extent. But I want you to wrap your mind around this. This is where it got good for my soul. All right. I went down. I got to looking all these miracles up, and then I got to noticing the heading in my Bible. And I ain't even going to tell you what the miracles are. I'm just going to tell you the first two words. And every one of them, Brother Matt, got on me so much I couldn't hardly stand it. Here's what it said in John 2:1. You'd find this. Jesus turns. Boy, if that's all you know about it, if that's the only thing you know about this thing, is that the Lord Jesus Christ is able to turn. That's altogether good. And now listen, let me go on down. I may not never get there. This is the second thing I read. And said, whenever you look up his miracles, Jesus turns. And it says in another place, Jesus heals. In another place, Jesus cleanses. In another place, Jesus feeds. In another place, Jesus walks. In another place, Jesus restores. In another place, Jesus calms. In another place, Jesus casts. And in another place, Jesus raises up. I say, thank God. Has God ever done one of them things for you? Amen. I mean, John 2:1. He's talking about how he turned the water into wine. And, but really what he's talking about is how it went out with the old and in with the new. Amen. I just stopped right there. I'm telling you, I would to God it'd get as good and for everybody in here as it was in my heart when I was studying on that thing. It just can't happen. I'm telling you, friend, if God's ever came down to where you're at and all you had was a past, and then he came down and in just one swoop he turned the old and he made it new, and everybody said, what in the world have you done? Hey, that's pretty special. Amen. You ever been out in the middle of stormy waters when couldn't nobody else get to you, and then God just comes out and starts walking on them? I'm talking about, listen, I would to God that right now the Holy Ghost would help you to be thinking about them times in your life when you was about to go under. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere. I mean, out of somewhere. I'm going to tell you, this didn't seem coming. Amen. Amen. More times than not. Standing right there on that place, don't even seem coming. Next thing I know, here come the Lord walking on top of the water. Lord ever cleansed you from anything? Like them lepers standing there in Luke 17, and oh, everybody there, they was just wicked as hell and they was dying. And all of a sudden, there's a God in heaven. They looked over and they said, have mercy on us. He said, I believe I will. Amen. That's pretty good right there. And then the Lord cleansed them up. Has God ever raised up some things that was dead in your life and he brought them back to life again? Amen. I feel like I could run on that one right there for about a half. Listen, sometimes that love that dies, sometimes, my friend, these things around us that start to die between us and the Lord, and then God comes by and all in one instant, he raises them back alive again. I'm telling you, only God can do that. Only God. He ever restored anything for you in your life that you thought was beyond restoration? That little old woman with her withered up hand, Hey, some things wither up in our life from time to time. Boy, and it withered up. She probably tried to hide it. And all of a sudden, one day, this sweet Lamb of God came by her way. And what she never thought would be useful again, all of a sudden, He restored it. Amen. Praise God. Some of y'all looking at me like you ain't never been there. But I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven that'll come by your way. If you'll let Him, how little a portion is heard. How many things He restores. And I thought about this. How little a portion's heard of His mercy. How little a portion's heard of His miracles. How little a portion's heard of His manners. How little a portion is heard of His mercy. I'll tell you how merciful the Lord is. If we had any idea, we'd all just run to Him. You know what, Brother Rick? We'd just run to Him instead of fleeing from Him. But He's so full of mercy and compassion, Brother Darrell. Tell you what, I can't hardly stand. I'm telling y'all. Praise God. I'd like to shut this thing down. The Lord's really helping me in my soul right now. I'm just going to mind the Lord. I'll tell you what's so good about it. It's highly when the mercy of God finds you. Things that should get death instead get to live. Let me give you an example. John chapter number 8 in your Bible, AJ. Hey, it's a little woman. Everybody knows she's guilty. Gage, there wasn't no question about how guilty that lady was. She was caught right in the very act of adultery. There's no question about whether she did do it or didn't do it. It wasn't a Facebook rumors or gossip. I mean, bless God, she was caught right in the very act of adultery. Should have died. The law would have killed her. 613 commandments of Moses would have came right down to where she's at. She'd have been stoned. But instead, the Lord... Boy, ain't that so good. He just stoops down, the Bible says. And there's a bunch of messages about what He wrote. And there ain't none of them right. Because ain't not a person alive knows what the Lord wrote down there. Now that might make for good camp meeting preaching, but it makes for terrible Bible doctrine. They don't know what He wrote. But I do know what He said. Praise God. Looked over at her and he said, "Woman, where are thine accusers?" Woo! How about that was good to her? She said, "Sir, I have none." And then bless God, He could have said a lot of things. But He said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." I'm telling you, thank God for the mercy of God that when I should have died, God let me live. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I thought about it. That mercy of God's pretty good. I'll tell you what else it'll do. It'll bring in those that are cast out. Ain't that good? Do you remember that, Donnie? Ain't that good? Lord, come right down to where you're at. John chapter 4, Brother Randy, that little old woman at the well. And bless God, she's a Samaritan on the outside looking in, John. She ain't got no business being where she's at. Nobody wants her around. The disciples don't want her around, Mike. Nobody's interested in who she is. Everybody in her little town says, y'all know who that is. Said she can't keep a husband. Said she done been through one husband, two husbands, three husbands, four husbands, five husbands. Now she's living with a man. And everybody said, man, ain't no way. Listen, you know what I was told in Jamestown? I don't know, maybe everybody in here knows this, but I didn't know that till I came to Jamestown. I didn't know that God wouldn't save folks who was divorced until I got to Jamestown. How many of y'all know that? Amen. I showed up in Jamestown, Tennessee, and the fella looked at me and he said, hey, he said, you know, he said, that's the unforgivable sin. Only problem with that is I've read my Bible, amen. I'll tell you, thank God. I'm glad God will save divorced people, and I've got proof of it in John chapter number 4. Say amen right there. I got Bible. You better go what the Bible says. That woman hadn't just messed up one time. She done messed up 5 times. How much mercy? That's exactly right, bro. How much mercy ever come your way? I showed up in Jamestown, and I've been told about a lot of things that ain't in this Bible. But I'm going to be honest with you. What I found in this Bible so much better. You limit God all you want to. But I'm going to tell you, if I believed that, I would never go. I would never go to a divorced home and try to get them to do anything for the Lord. I would never come. Look at me, friend. I don't know why it's getting tight on me right now. Don't tighten up on me right now. Thank God, thank God, thank God. I'm glad God hadn't written off folks that's messed up. Hey, listen, let me, while I'm here, praise God, I feel like preaching now. Folks done already tightened up. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. You may not have messed up your marriage, but you better thank God that's not the only standard. You've messed up in other places. Amen, amen, amen. Some people got divorced, Brother Gavin. It wasn't even their fault. We'll hold them this standard. God can't never use them no more. Well, they sets two right there. One, two, three, four, five, six pews back. Right there. That's my mom and my daddy. And if you think God can't use nobody, I got a mom and a daddy right here that's brought me to the house of God. Been an example for me. I want you to listen to me. There's a lot of folks in here that I love. There ain't nobody that I love more than I love this man right here. Y'all listen to what I'm telling you? There ain't nobody in here I got more respect for than I got respect for this man sitting right here. Now, I'm going to tell you, there may be folks, Jerry, that's messed up in other areas. Now, I'm telling you, the mercy of God rests down to where she was at. And before that chapter's over with, she's going out being the biggest soul winner that's ever been in that whole community. I thank God. God can still use who He wants to. Mercy of God will help you. Mercy of God will take folks. Let me turn my Bible upside right here. Mercy of God will take somebody who's poor. It'll make them rich. Y'all listening to me? What about that old prodigal son out there begging? I'm telling you, it's real in my soul, as real as it's ever been this morning. That old prodigal son out there, and he said, man, I would have fain. That means he would have gladly filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, son. Said, and no man gave to him. He said, I believe I'll just go back to my father's house. When he went back, he was willing to go back as a servant. But I thank God when he brought him back, he did not relegate him to a second level. Somebody help me and say amen right there. He didn't cast him out, but he brought him in. Hey, that's, praise God, praise God. Put a robe on his back, ring on his finger, shoes on his feet. Thank God. I'm telling you, brought him back and restored his sonship fully, friend. He made somebody that was poor rich again. Aren't you glad for that? Well, listen, I got to tell you this. I ain't never going to get there. I'm trying real hard. I'll tell you what mercy of God will do. It'll take somebody that's going to hell. It'll get them into heaven. At Luke 23, man, I love it. I love that thief on the cross. And I tell you why I love him. He makes Baptists mad. Church of Christ mad, Presbyterians mad. He makes everybody who ever said you ought to have to do something mad. Every one of them. He ruins it all, don't he, Brother Kyle? He ruins everything. Didn't do nothing that everybody says that he ought to have done. Did not do none of it. He just said, Lord, remember me. Thank God that wasn't even a good prayer. Amen. Ain't that good? That wasn't even a sinner's prayer. He didn't go through everything he messed up. Praise God. He just said, Lord, remember me. And I'll tell you what God done. God remembered him. Amen. He said, Lord, hey, listen, he didn't have time to get in the best posture. Didn't have time to kneel down. I don't even find where he shed a tear. My friend, all he did was from his heart looked over at the king and said, remember me. And the mercy of God took care of everything else. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad, friend. You bring it to Christ. Christ has no problem dealing with your sin. No problem. Got no problem fixing who you are. He don't have any problem with that. Now, you might have a problem bringing it to him. But Julie, when they bring it, Christ has no problem dealing with whatever's wrong. Amen. Well, let me give you this last thing and I'm done. Won't take me just a second. I stole this lick off S.M. Lockridge because it makes me happy. And I added something to it. How little a portion is heard of His Majesty. We sit in this church every day, and if we really understood how much of a king He was, how much this whole thing was under His authority, we'd have to put an altar here, one right there, another one a few more paces back. We'd have to put them out in the parking lot, out in the foyer. They couldn't beat us off of praying and petitioning the King of all glory. S.M. Lockhart said He was a seven-way king, and I believe that's right. He's not just a king. He's a seven-way king. I was going to tell you about that, but I don't feel like the Lord wants me to. Let's stand to our feet. Listen, He got talking about everything. Got it, Lessa, wherever you're at, Donnie. Got talking about everything that He had done. And old Job said, these are just a part of His way. He said, how little a portion's heard of Him. But I'll tell you this, Lord, you could have a double portion if you wanted it. These folks in here, no doubt, you need a miracle in your life. May God do something that's beyond the everyday. Friend, I'm going to tell you, He's able. These folks in here that need mercy. And there's a God in heaven, He's able to do that too. And these folks in here just need to be reminded of how much He loves sinners.